Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
This mom messaged in, and I'm just going to be honest. You can tell she's not happy with her 16-year-old daughter.
She's pissed.
It's her first job ever, and in the first week, she quit because she said she didn't like the vibes.
Bad vibes. Vibes were off.
I think what makes this even worse is a family friend helped her get the job. Listen to the message, and then any parents who have dealt with something similar or want to share how they would handle this very situation, please call. I'm dying to hear from any listeners this morning on this one. Phone lines are open, 585-252-9800. Nicole writes, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm furious right now. My 16-year-old daughter just quit her first job after 1 week because," and I quote, "the vibes were off." Excuse me? The job was at a local bakery that a family friend helped her get. She worked 3 shifts, didn't like that they asked her to clean tables, and she decided she was done. I told her she needed to stick it out, learn some responsibility. She rolled her eyes and said, "The tables were so gross. This is just not the job for me." Meanwhile, my husband thinks I should just let it go because of her anxiety.
Right. Quote, which is honestly like kind of the opposite. Like, most of the time, it's moms being, like, more sensitive to anxiety and mental health stuff than dads.
Yeah, I think this mom has just had enough of her bull crap. She says the dad says, quote, "It's not worth the fight. It's better she finds a job she actually likes." I'm sorry, but this is exactly why kids these days have zero work ethic. You can't just quit.
You sound like you're 150. Kids these days, back in my day.
This is what she's...
just was really...
I'm reading the message. "You can't just quit every time something's not fun. Who the heck is going to fall in love with their first job? Now I'm embarrassed because a friend went out of her way to get her that job, and my daughter made me look like an idiot." Yeah, 100%. So another part of me worries that maybe she's actually struggling and I'm pushing too hard. Should I make her find another one or let her sit around all winter being unemployed with good vibes? Sorry for my rant, you guys, but I'm at a loss. Would love to hear from other parents on my situation. Thanks so much. Love the morning show." Okay, this came in from Nicole. Daughter quits in the first week.
Not it.
It's not it because the vibes were off? What? I was not a fan of my first job. In fact, I was kind of miserable, but I'm like, well, this is a new experience for me. You know, I have to be somewhere on time. I'm expected to be there. I got to stick it out.
You also threw a filing cabinet over your body to get out of work. So.
No, that was my second job.
Right, right. Of course.
Yes, I didn't want to miss out on Halloween. What are you going to do?
Still don't.
All right, what do you guys think? I'd love, send us a text or call us. We got some messages coming in already. I'm just going to go ahead and side with the mom on this one. Like quitting after a week at your first job because you think the vibes were off? Because they made you clean tables?
I wouldn't let her quit. I would just say, hey, if you're not happy here, just make sure you have another job lined up before you, you know, hit the road and turn in your apron. Because,
But do you even let her do that?
I mean, if she has another job, like, who cares? Just get another job. Like, what's the point of making... I understand the whole idea of, like, sticking it out and I want you to make money and I want you to pull your weight. But, like, if she is miserable at the job, like... You wouldn't want to stay at a job you were miserable at. Just make sure you're... Now, when people quit and have no job, idiotic. Horrible move. Like, truly yeah. Couldn't be worse.
But what about the exact advice you gave intern Joe last week? He was ready to quit after 3 months of the first job. And you're like, you should stick it out for at least 6 months.
I know, but that's like intern Joe's career. Like, I don't think she's going to be slinging pastries for the rest of her life. And if she has, more power to her. But it's not a passion. He's passionate about... communications and PR and sales, and that's like a stepping stone, and he spent thousands of dollars getting said degree.
Sure.
So I don't want that to come back and bite him in the ass later and not be able to utilize that degree because he has a tainted resume. It's not I don't feel the stakes are as high. I mean,
well, no, they're not.
They're not.
She's 16. Let's go over to Christina texting in. My daughter's 17. And every time she doesn't like something, she's got an excuse. I told her, unless it's unsafe or illegal, you're sticking it out for at least a month. Life's full of bad vibes. Welcome to adulthood. So true. Rob says, good morning. What's up, guys? I think the reason so many kids use anxiety as an excuse today is because they don't want to try anything new or get out of their comfort zone. Also, I think dad's being soft. You can't build work ethic on comfort. She doesn't get to opt out of life every time it's inconvenient. You push through. That's where confidence actually comes from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make a good point, Rob. What was your first job again?
An ice cream shop.
Similar vibes.
It literally worked me to the bone.
Oh, my God, God, you're so dramatic.
No, it was horrible. And I also was genuinely having a mental health crisis the last year I worked there. And she was like, this woman who owned this shop was truly horrid. I mean, I'm not going to like go into the details, but she worked with kids for like a full time job. And I told her, I was like, I'm really struggling. She's like, well, you got cones to make, so. Figure it out.
Oh,
like,
you had to make the cones handmade?
Okay.
That's really, that sounds good.
Never mind.
What did you tell me in commercial break about Duncan?
Oh, well, so I flunked out of college my first year. And my parents kept asking me like what my grades were. And I refused to tell them because I was like, they got lost. And they're like, that's just not how that one works. And then when they found out that I flunked out, they were so mad and they were like, well, you need to get a job because you're useless.
Sure. Right.
So that summer they were like, you will get a job. Like you will hand over all of your technology. And I was like, I can't find a job. Like this is so my mom would bring me to work with her every single day. I mean, like she was a teacher, but like when she had to go in and do her classroom or summer school or something, and she would make me sit on the computer and look for a job every single day. And I found one at Dunkin' and I got an interview and everything was great. And then I like turned in everything, like social security number, driver's license, everything. And they just like, they said I was hired and then they never called me back. So that's on them.
Oh, so you didn't even go to orientation.
It's not even on me.
That's
yeah.
really tough.
But I told my parents I got a job and they're like, when do you start? I'm like, I don't know. They're not, they lost my number, I think. So
the frustration is real. Mm-hmm. Julie says, I'm not saying this girl should quit, but I do think parents don't listen. When their kids speak, forcing her back into something that spikes her anxiety could do more harm than good. Right. Who else is here? If you guys are tuning in, the problem Nicole is facing right now in parental is that her 16-year-old daughter, who a family friend helped get her this job, she quit after the first week because the vibes were off. She didn't want to have to clean the tables. So she walked out.
If I was allowed to leave places that the vibes were off every time vibes were off, I would never be going anywhere.
No, you'd be home 24/7.
I would literally be in bed.
Guys.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Good morning. I get both sides. I have a 15-year-old with anxiety and a husband who doesn't believe it's real. There's a fine line between understanding your kid's limits and enabling bad habits. The trick is knowing which one you're doing. And then I'll go over to Tony. I think this is the last one coming in. Yo, can we please stop with the anxiety crap? Your daughter is lazy. Also, I would make her apologize to the person who got her that job. She embarrassed everyone. If my daughter ever did this to me, she would be at my side every day pouring concrete. Make her find another job immediately.
I know. I'm honestly shocked that my dad didn't like make me go on his truck with him.
Same.
But like, honestly, more harm to him than to me, because I'd be so insufferable. He'd be like, I really am like going to shut the business down because you're so annoying.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't a really hands-on type of guy growing up. So when my dad took me to work.
Or now.
He's laying tile. He's like, why don't you go sit in the van? I'll be out there when I'm ready for you and I'm done.
So
can we go to lunch? All right. Thank you guys for the messages on this one. Nicole, best of luck. But at the end of the day, she's either got to find another job or stick it out. Sounds like she already quit.
Yeah, she better go beg for her apron back. That's all I got to say.
Make that money. Or she pays for the Wi-Fi in her own groceries. We're going to take a quick break. You
with
got
no
PXY.
Money.
It's PXY Mornings.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. When it comes to food and food in the area, there is a lot of like uncertainty and food insecurity for certain groups of people in the Rochester region, which is very sad and a hard pill to swallow. But Food Link, once again is partnering with Wegmans call on shoppers to help address the food insecurity issue here in the Rochester area. It's on the rise in the Rochester region yet again. It has been for many years, and it's the 32nd annual Check Out Hunger campaign that actually kicks off today at all 21 Rochester area Wegmans stores. So how it works is you can donate a few dollars or just round up your overall bill for your groceries, even though you're already paying like $50 for three items.
Right.
But I mean, what's another 50 cents? You know what I mean? The money supports Food Link, which stores and distributes millions of pounds of food to its partners across the 12-county region. Those partners include food pantries, community meal programs, and shelters as well. A report was released earlier this year that food insecurity in the region grew just 9% over 9% in 2021 and nearly 13% in 2023. That amount is over 160,000 people in our area facing food insecurity. So if you are at Wegmans starting today, on to this campaign goes on for quite some time, make note of that. Maybe round up, maybe donate that extra couple dollars because it helps more than you know. And
yeah,
with the holidays coming up here quicker than ever before, you don't want anybody to go without on Thanksgiving or Christmas. The campaign runs through Sunday, November 30th, just in time for Thanksgiving. So it's all available for you at your local Wegmans.
Just round up. That's all you got to do.
Just round up.
Just round up. Imagine being in love, you guys, married, building a life together, and then you find out your partner still plans to be buried next to their late spouse. How many of you would be okay with that? And do you even get a say? We would love to hear from anyone who has been through something similar. 585-252-9800 is the number. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's free.
Imagine being happily married, building a life with someone new, and then you find out they still plan on being buried next to their ex.
Oh, no.
How many of you would have a big problem with this? And do you even get a say? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We came across this situation recently, and it got us thinking, how do you navigate the feelings of being in a new relationship while respecting your partner's past? Because I know some of you might have been in a situation like this or know someone who has,
right?
And we would love to hear from you on what you would do. Not that I don't know how many options you have, but how would that make you feel?
I mean, listen, it is such a complex and convoluted situation because there isn't any animosity in most cases of an ex, right? There's no hard feelings. It's a loss that is not by choice. And you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, and then things take a turn.
Things happen.
You lose that person, and that wasn't your choice. And plans were put in place and things of that nature. But the reality of the situation is, depending on when your spouse passes, life does keep going forward. And when you choose to continue to live your life to the fullest, as I would assume your partner would want for you, things happen. You meet other people. You meet another person, I should say. And the plan that you saw for yourself is now a different plan.
It's out the window.
But you still have stake in the game from your past plan in life. And you know, whether you bought a headstone together, a lot, or a plot of, you know, cemetery land.
I feel like people only buy those when they get down the road in life. I don't know anybody that's bought in a plot at the age of 30 years old.
I do.
Really?
Because their husband passed. So their tombstone was together. It has their last name on it. He's obviously birth and death date. Hers is her name and her birthday.
Oh, see,
there's obviously no death date.
Wouldn't one assume this is maybe a conversation you would have before you married your new partner? Like, hey,
yeah.
I realize your first husband or wife passed away. Do you still have plans to be buried next to them? Does this bother people?
Or if there even was plans to begin with, not everybody does this. It's not.
No,
like,
people
it's
are.
Like you have to do it. But
I agree with that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Peaks White. What's your name?
Hi, it's Dave.
What's up, Dave? Good morning,
Dave.
Man.
Wavy Davey.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I've been listening all morning, and I figure I'd finally call in.
Yeah.
Because this one actually hits kind of close to home for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm married. My wife and I have been together for about 5 years, like married for the last two.
Okay.
Her previous husband, he passed away from an illness, and like that was like nearly like 9 years ago now.
Okay.
And I knew all that going into the relationship, and have always respected that part of her life, you know?
Sure.
But the thing was, like, a year ago, my wife had a very serious health scare. And so when that happened, it made me realize that if something were to ever happen to her, the plan is to bury her next to her late husband.
Oh.
Well, she does already have a burial plot next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is exactly what we're talking about.
Headstone and everything.
Yeah. So you knew going into the marriage, I mean, you knew about her husband and all that, but you also...
Right, I didn't even think about, like, that she'd be even, like, considering being buried next to him after we got married, like...
Right.
Like, it didn't even cross my mind.
I'm sure it was brought up, but when the health scare kind of hit home, it became super real.
It's like... So I found out, and I didn't even know how to react. I mean, obviously, it's pretty unsettling.
Right. We
tried to have a few conversations about it, but none of them ever ended well.
Who's yelling at who?
Well, it was like less yelling and just like both of us just sort of not appreciating the other person's side of it. Like, you know, I would try to be honest about it and say it just didn't like sit right with me or feel right, and you know that I'm like her husband now, and she didn't want to hear any of that. And like,
what do you want her to do, Dave?
I mean, ultimately, like, if we're husband and wife, like, I would want her to be buried next to me.
Yeah, but I mean, also at the same time, she was husband and wife with him first, and the burial plot's already there. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, I mean, he gets a double wide? I don't know.
Not you literally going with them.
It's a double wide. Yeah, do they have those?
Well, I mean...
Even so, Dave, like, there might not be room at the inn. I'm sorry. I mean, people
I mean,
die
we can
all
always get
time.
Our own plots.
So when you guys have this conversation, how does it usually end off? Because... you know, you guys have clearly talked about this more than once. How does it end?
That she's going to be buried next to him, and that, like, if she changes her mind, she'll let me know.
Okay.
I doubt she's going to change her mind.
You're spiraling.
I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. I can understand where you're coming from, but at the end of the day, dude, you're both gone. It's not like you guys are going to be able to spoon each other. It's done. This is why everybody should just be cremated.
Yeah, or if I go first, then I don't have to know what happens.
Right.
I guess, yeah, that's...
If you go first, does a part of you feel like she's cheating?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, it just feels like that if she was wanting to be buried next to him, that she should just have, like, I guess, not gotten remarried. Like, to me, if it was like we'd never gotten married, I'd understand her wanting to be buried next to him. But, like, now that, like, she's...
Yeah,
you know, we're committed.
This is kind of crazy.
So it's kind of a jealousy thing.
It just seems like a past life, you know? Like,
right. It's,
you feel like you're the second act.
I'll never say that to her. But nothing's going to top the first one because she's going back there regardless. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. There's really not much.
I don't know yet.
I mean, I'll respect her wishes if that's what she wants, but like... Hurts.
Yeah, it hurts your feelings, for sure.
585-252-9800. How much say can someone actually have when it comes to someone's final resting spot? I can understand your concern. And she's either going to give in or she's going to be like, it is what it is. I don't know how many people who already have a burial plot, lost their significant other, got remarried. It was like, I think I'm going to change it up. I don't know anyone who's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you get a burial plot if you plan on remarrying? I understand things happen, things change.
I don't know the answer to that, but I all I'm saying is, you know, I don't know how old or young you are. I don't know what's going on with you in an age sense, but like, say you marry someone and they pass away in their 30s of an illness or a car accident, whatever the case may be, you're not going to just like hold yourself to that stone. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking my call, but I got to run.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling up and sharing that.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate it. It feels good to get off my chest.
All right, Dave. We'll see you later, buddies.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
He's really going through it.
She's made her decision, clearly. Nate says, this the guy who was just on the phone, I think he's overthinking this. When it comes down to it, you're going to be dead too. Will it matter? No. So focus on your life together now instead of stressing over something you most likely can't change.
I guess. It's still a massive concern.
It gets messy.
And it can definitely get in your head for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you heard him. He sounds defeated. Yeah. Shannon says, my dad remarried. And my stepmom had the same situation. It caused tension for years, but everyone has a past. My dad just finally had to accept that it is what it is. They threw the argument out the window. There's no sense in just constantly bringing it up. Megan says, I don't understand why people get so worked up over something that will literally happen after both of you are dead. Focus on your marriage, not the cemetery plot.
This person says, I'm pretty sure Frederick Douglass is buried next to both of his wives.
Oh, was he married twice?
I'm sure there's a statue around there somewhere.
There's a silver tongue devil.
Yeah. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This is something I've worried about for 37 years. Not being buried next to an ex, but similar. My mom passed away at 38 and my father remarried. I always wondered where he would be buried. He has a plot with my mom, but also has one with his new wife. He passed away last month, and my stepmom gave me half of his ashes to bury with my mom and half of his ashes to bury in her plot.
Oh,
so I guess it worked out.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you splitting yourself in half.
I was going to say, this sounds like it's going to come down to a heads or tails
also,
type of situation.
You getting two plots is diabolical.
You guys got money.
Wait, did we just see Cindy in the back of the cemetery? What's happening?
That's crazy. Yeah. By the sound of things, when you really think about it, I mean, people are stressing over the afterlife and doing that is just, it's going to ruin your marriage along with the life you're living right now.
Yeah.
This is why everyone just get cremated and sprinkled into the Genesee River. God bless.
I want to be made into a diamond, I think.
I'd wear you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for weighing in on this one, especially Dave.
I give it to Patrice. She gives it to her new wife. I'm like, wait, what?
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.